Mikey's Gift by Dennis A. Barlow, based on a true story. Look up the following scriptures. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Moroni chapter 7, verse 13. Which scripture fits the story best? Brother Bradshaw was old. At least that's what the other kids said. But he didn't seem old to Mikey. He remembered that for many years, Brother Bradshaw had gone over to church early each Sunday to sweep away the leaves from the walkway so the people wouldn't slip. Now, since Brother Bradshaw had been in a wheelchair, Mikey had gone to his home each Sunday morning to push him to church. They became friends as they spent time together. One morning, Mikey's mom told him that Brother Bradshaw had passed away. Tears came to his eyes. How could he thought. We were just talking last Sunday. The next few days were difficult for Mikey. He knew Brother Bradshaw was 91 years old, but he had never thought about him dying. He missed him so much. But as he saw Brother Bradshaw's family arriving from out of town for the funeral, he knew that they missed him too. He knew how much Brother Bradshaw had loved his family, and he wanted to let them know that Brother Bradshaw was special to him too. Mikey sat down and wrote them a note. He told them about how much he enjoyed knowing Brother Bradshaw, and that he was his best friend. Then he delivered it to the Bradshaw house, but Mikey still felt like he should do something more. He thought and thought. What could he do that would be special for Brother Bradshaw? Finally, it came to him. Just before the funeral, he went over to the Bradshaw's home again and delivered another note. This one read, "I swept off the church sidewalks this morning. It's the last thing I can do for Brother Bradshaw, my good friend here on earth. I can't wait to see him again when I go to heaven. I'm so thankful to Brother Bradshaw for sweeping off the sidewalks for me every Sunday. It was hard for me, and I know it was hard for him, and I never said thank you to him. My mom said he knows I am thankful, but that's the first thing I'm going to tell him when I see him in heaven. Love, Mikey." As Brother Bradshaw's daughter-in-law read the note, her eyes began to glisten. "Oh, Mikey," was all she could say, and she gave him a big hug. Mikey knew that Brother Bradshaw would like his gift. Sidebar. Much of the service needed in the world today relates to our day-to-day associations with each other. Often we find these opportunities within the confines of our own home, neighborhood, and ward. Elder Michael U. Tay of the 70. End of Mikey's Gift by Dennis A. Barlow.